Ta-ta-ta. Survive without Torah.
That's the Zohar.
As what?
The Zohar.
Yeah, but you're the one who taught. So, but, and therefore it's symbolism. Just as when a baby is born, it needs milk immediately to survive. We just are born as a people. We have
Torah. And that's why it's
supposed to and that's why we need to have milk. Because you could, he made a good argument that, you know, it's like they said, you can't have milk because we didn't quote you on that. I like that. I'm going to send
please.
That.
Please, Shkoya. Okay, first and foremost, thank you to Rav Noya for stepping up.
Shkoya.
There's a vort from the Mashutzer. I didn't give it. I think we spoke about it, Parshas Mishpatim, but we could talk about it again because it's Matan Torah now. That the Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Reino Alei HaHara VeHayesham. You should go up the mountain and you should be there.
Yeah.
Ask the Mashutzer, he quoted Cheskel Prisoner, his grandfather, and he says, if he's going to go up the mountain, he's going to be there. Alei har ve'yesham, okay, shkoyach. He's going to be there. Why does he mean going up the mountain and be there? So he says an incredible sodan. This is from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov's yard said, obviously, it's also Shavuos. So he says that a person can be physically somewhere, but spiritually, he could be in a totally different place. Right? You could be in Boca, and you could be in Yerushalayim. Or you could be in Yerushalayim, and be in Boca. It's all where your head is. It's all where your head is. So when Chodesh Baruch Hu says, alei har ve'yesham, you should go up the mountain, you should be there. Be present. Be alive. Be excited. So I'm not your fire. It's mamish contagious. You brought us the fire from Shayoshev that the fire is mamish burning there strong. So shkoich. We're holding came into Erev Yontif, because like Shoshes Yom HaGbalah, it's like it's already Yontif. Like you don't have any other holiday. Think about it, where it's you have 3 days of preparation for the holiday.
Yeah.
The fact that we have a preparation that's already shows you that there are very, very, very special days. So first off, our learning should be in Tzchus for the first time for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael, and obviously for the protection of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael. We share good things from Eretz Yisrael and only good things from the Jewish people throughout the world. Please God, Be'ez Hashem. There's a famous idea from the Noam Malach on the opening pasuk in the parsha. I didn't give it to you, but it'll be a good transition to be able to how we start. The pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai, ba'Ol Moed." The Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe in the Midbar Sinai, ba'Ol Moed. So we probably just glance over there very nicely. Rashi says his 2 cents over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts us up in certain places. Says the Noam Malach, a beautiful idea. I actually lost my Noam Malach. I left it in the hospital. There's a skula. Hopefully my wife won't get in trouble with my wife on this. There's a school to put the Sefer Noam HaMelech under under the birthing table.
Yeah.
She brought down Sfar Magdashim. And Baruch Hashem, we were zocheh to have a child, a boy 6.5 weeks ago, Baruch Hashem.
Everything worked out.
And everything worked out great. But the Maisa, the Noam HaMelech has yet to be found. So the doctor, you can just keep an eye on the Noam HaMelech in the book or be
general. For other people.
Yeah, it should be Zchus. But the Maisa, we also, I wanted to see it inside. I do have another Noam HaMelech, but something special about... So just to have, to please have it in mind. So Noam HaMelech says as follows. So he says, if anyone's listening in Boca Region Hospital, Shulach. So he says a beautiful idea. It's blue.
Noam HaMelech himself wanted to know that he was there.
Yeah, exactly. Shulach. Noam HaMelech actually didn't want to write a sefer. Rav Weinberger said that. He said, why should I put my Torahs in a sefer? Everyone's just going to use it in some Shabbos table and they're going to put it on the floor when they shluff on Shabbos. He didn't want his farm. He didn't want his stuff written down. That's the story that said. But let's get to the word. So he says, "Bemidbar Sinai." Right? We know Sinai is a code word for Anava, right? Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't. He got the Torah from Hashem. So the Kedusha Levi says that he learned the midah of Anava from Sinai. Right? Sinai was Gemara and believed in Sota that says that he was the smallest out of all the mountains. And Hashem said, "You want to give the Torah on me?" Very nice. Says the Noam HaMelech. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling to Moshe, "Bemidbar Sinai by Oel Moed." What's Oel Moed? Moed is Simcha. He says, when you want to have true anava, true anivas does not lead to sadness. True anivas, b'midbar Sinai, it always leads to ba'ol moed. It always leads to great simcha. Because at the end of the day, you know, we know a lot, sometimes we think being humble is thinking bad things about yourself. No. Being humble is recognizing your strengths, recognizing how much good you have, but realizing what they come from the Rabbanu Shalom, realizing that your talents, if you're musically talented, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're whatever, you have those gifts, you make sure to stay humble, and it should lead you ba'ol moed. I think that's really the vort. We're mamash holding literally Erev Yontif. And I think the whole Yisod that I really just want to talk tonight about is the midah of anav and how it truly makes us be a better people and understand that's what really Torah is all about. If you look at the pasuk on page 1 from the Divrei Yisrael, the pasuk says by talking about Nadar Navio, Bahakrivim Eish Zor Lefnei Hashem and Mibar Sina Ubanim Lo Hayulahem. Right, they brought a strange sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't have any children. So the Moshe does something very beautiful. He quotes a pasuk, random pasuk in Vayikra, "Va'achata machmacham l'sova." It's actually in last week's parsha, and you should make sure to eat and to be satiated by your eating. Rashi writes there, "Ochel kima v'humisbarach b'me'ah." If you eat a little bit, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless that food within you. Says the Moshe, sir, what does it mean that you eat a little bit and then it should be blessed? He says that we know Torah is our food. Like you said before, that's what the Zohar says, that the reason why we have dairy on Yontif is because just like a baby can't eat anything but milk, a Jew can't live without Torah. So the Pasuk says, V'soroscha in Tehillim Mem, Perek Mem, Pasuk Tes on the bottom line, V'soroscha besoch me'ai, the Torah within me, the Torah within my bones, kilomar bifnim, v'lomi b'chutz li'yisra'as b'fnei adam. Right, Davar Melech tefillah, Davar Melech ziyartzai tshvuas. Baal Shem Tov, Davar Melech, also the Emre Emes. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want the Torah to be part of us. V'esek HaTorah ba'ofan zeh, echer amarba ve'echer amamet. Right, the famous principle in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it doesn't matter about quantity. Whoever does a lot, whoever does good, b'val yichav liba b'shamayim. As long as you're directing your heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right, and he quotes the Gemara in Tanis there that the way, just like water flows down to a low place, so to Torah goes down to a low place. But what does it mean? He's quoting on the pasuk Ochal Kima. You eat a little bit. Ochal Kima. Look at the last paragraph here. Rashi Ochal Kima. What does it mean to eat a little bit? Echad amamet hu misberach b'meyav. You have a little bit of anova in your life. You feel like yourself. You feel like you're a Kima. You realize that everything you have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'sor Hashcha b'soch me'ay." Then the Torah is going to last within you. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see: are you going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu? You're going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it's going to be, the Torah is going to be able to last. Which reminds me, actually, of a beautiful idea. Well, let's go to page 3 for 1 second, and we'll go back to page 2. The Niyisa Bracha. So he says a beautiful idea. He says, "We said this in Kol Mekadosh for those who sing Zmiros on Friday night. I'm sure everyone here does." But he says, "Zichru Toiras Moshe." Right? We say Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember the Torah of Moshe, and he quotes. He quotes the Divrei Yisrael. He says, "Dafka, why is the Torah known as Torah's Moshe? Ha'ish Moshe Arav Ma'od, Shekol Ezek Torasu Hayab Anava." He says, "Do you want to know why he's called Torah's Moshe? Because he had the most Anava. You want to have a good Chelik in Torah for the year? You want to have a good Chelik in Torah for everything? You have to be humble. Why is it called Torah's Moshe? Because he was the Anav Mikol Ha'adam. Because he perfected this Midah. Look in the bottom paragraph here. He says an incredible thing. He says, from the Divrei Yisrael, Kol Adam, Keshehu Misnaig Ba'anava. When a person acts with humility, he gets a good grade on his test, has a good foul shot, but he stays simple. He doesn't have to show off and put his hand into the crowd and do a lot of crazy things, whatever, you know, all the dances and all the moves. Harehu Bechinas Moshe. You're a living Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says. You're a living Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Zohar says, Ki Aspu Ash. As pashtusa to Moshe b'chol dara, and Moshe Rabbeinu lives within every generation. When you, his neshama, when you act, you make a certain deal. I have a very close friend, made a very very big deal. I don't know how much it was, whatever it was. I speak to him every single day, maybe every other day. Did not say one word to me. I heard about it from someone else. Completely. What's his parnas have to do with me? And I'm talking about a close friend. That's someone who's truly humble because that's not between chaverim. At the end of the day, he's a living Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a living Moshe Rabbeinu. That's called zichru Torah's Moshe. We actually see by Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu actually tells us this in a secret way as well. Go back to page 2. The pasuk says in Perek Yates, Yishamru lachem alos bahar v'nageya bekatzeo. You should guard yourself from going up the mountain, that you shouldn't even come close to be able to touch the corner. So says the Yisa Bracha, he quotes the Rambam in Avos, Perek Dal, Mishav Dal. The Bechol Hamidos, very famous Rambam. The Bechol Hamidos, Adam tzarech lo shita ma'at el echar mina kitzavos, and sheyamar be'em samasem al tzad hayisag. So every midah you should be very balanced. Everything shouldn't, you should never have any extremes. That's why we always see certain Bali tshuva, you know, or certain kids who go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the next thing you know, they're putting on a black hat and they have a shtreimel, and 5 minutes later, you know, they come back out in the summer and they grew too quickly. Right? I'm saying you have to be balanced. You have to do everything in steps. That's not what he's saying here, but just my little rant. He says there's one midah that you can't be even balanced about. And what's that midah? That's the midah of gaiva. A midah of gaiva, you have to be so far removed. You have to be on the total opposite side. And it says, look, this is how we see in the pasuk. V'zehu shehishamru lechem me'olos bahar. He says, at the end of the day, you have to be careful from going up the mountain. What does it mean? Hainu lihishamar min hageya sunim shel lahar. You should make sure to stay away from the gaiva, which is compared to a har. Right? We always say har Sinai is the anava. But a har is a mountain. A mountain goes up, right? We were driving today from the Marlins game for the guys who were zoicha to see the Marlins lose 7-0. Baruch Hashem. They won the last two games, but today they got two hits. But Baruch Hashem. So as we're going back on the turnpike, we see this big mountain, right, the garbage mountain. Trash mountain, whatever it is. I got stuck in the elevator a couple years back. I go with the fifth grade, and I was zoicha to get stuck in the elevator, Baruch Hashem, for not a short time, say the least. But as Coach Mo Fuchs says from Teaneck, if you can't smell the bad, you can't smell the good. Can't smell the bad, can't smell the good. Getting very off topic here. Coming back to the Yisa Bracha. Hishamer lachem el sahar. Be careful not to go up the mountain. Lihishamer min hageya sunim shel lahar. V'nogeya bekatzei lihishamer min hageya adakatzei achron. You need to be so careful to go Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, not just coming physically close, make sure you want to come. You want to come to the Torah. You want to be a good Torah Jew in 2018. Make sure when something good happens in your life, you realize that it's not your, it's not you. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? I saw Brad Stevens. Everything I see about him, he's just the more and more the coach on the Celtics. Everyone's going crazy about this guy. He's an incredible recruiter. He has his top two guys went down. And what's happening? He's bringing these rookies and sophomores. They're playing like they're veterans. Incredible team. So everyone's giving him the credit. All the reporters. And if you're a coach, what happens? It gets to your head. You know what he said? He said, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the players. The players are the ones doing the plays.
He said the right thing.
He said the right thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Incredible. Incredible. Usually someone is in the spotlight. He's literally in Boston. Boston's not a small town. Last time I checked, they won a couple championships. You know? So at the end of the day,
yeah,
that's someone who's truly humble.
Yeah.
As Mishnah says, someone who is truly honored, those who honors others. Moshe Rabbeinu. Want to be Moshe Rabbeinu in 2018? Make sure to recognize other people's Torah. Make sure to recognize other people's milas. There's a story that I saw from Rav Shomer Feifeld, and with this we'll close. There's a nice little story over there on page 4, also from the Yisra Bracha. You can see it on your own time about learning Lashma. When you learn Lashma, it actually causes other people who are not learning Lashma to actually learn Lashma. You can see it on your own time. But there's a story that I just wanted to share from Rav Shomer Feifeld. I said this a couple weeks ago, but I think it's good Chazara. Especially Rav Noir was just in Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, Shayoshev, Rav Shomer Feifeld, the founder of Yeshiva Shayoshev. So he says, the story goes is that he was in a bank, and he was talking to a teller, and the teller said, "Wow, Rabbi, you're so tall. Never seen a rabbi so tall." He's very tall. "Never seen a rabbi so tall." So okay, yeah, I was blessed with height, Baruch, thank God. And he was just waiting. She just said, "Okay, wait 1 minute." And I'm waiting for the bank manager to come. And the bank manager comes down the stairs and he said, "Rabbi Freifeld, they're ready for you upstairs." So Rabbi Freifeld goes up the stairs. And what happens is, he sits down with the bank manager. You know, they make a little small talk. And the bank manager says, "Rabbi Freifeld, I'm so sorry to tell you, but it looks like you're a little short." "Looks like you're a little short." So Rabbi Freifeld looks back to the bank manager and says, "Downstairs, they tell me I'm tall. Upstairs, they tell me that I'm short."
Yeah.
So it reminds me of a pasuk in Shir Shirin that we just said.
Oh.
And Simcha Leiner made it pretty famous, so too. The pasuk says, "Ani yeshena b'li b'yer." Right? I am asleep, but my heart is awake.
Yeah.
Says Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld. I'm not sure how he got the rest of the money in the bank, but that's not for now. He said the whole word is, "Ani yeshena b'li b'yer." When your ani is yeshena, when you're ani, or that all about you, I, selfishness, me, like my daughter, 2-year-old, that she doesn't know another word besides me. Like her sister gets a kidney, me, right? So I told her tonight, my bracha to you is that you should be zocha to be metakin all the me's. I'm just, I don't know. Baruch Hashem. So, what was I saying? Yeah, so Rabbi Feifeld says, ani yeshena, when your ani is yeshena, then v'li b'yer, then your heart could be awake. Then you could be an alive Jew. Then you could be a Torah Moshe to a Jew. Then you could be a Jew filled with anava. A Dom El Melch Jew of Bamidbar Sinai, then Ba'ol Moy. Then it could be Zocha to all the milos of the Torah of Lily Zichr Torah Moshe. Why is it called Torah Moshe? Because he was the Moshe Adam Mikol Adam, right? And I gave you on page 2. We didn't even do this, but I'll just do it now quickly because we have one more minute. V'chol Ha'am Rom Es Kolos. What does it mean that the whole nation saw the Kolos? So they asked this to the Rebbe of Zvolin. It says it shouldn't say V'chol Ha'am Rom Es Kolos. Right? Rom means that they will see. It should say Ra'u, that they saw the kolos. Says the Rabbi of Jalin, that at the end of the day, every shvuas, it's v'chol ha'roim. Every shvuas, it's happening again. It's not ra'u, that happened. It happened once, but it's re-happening every single year. And how do we re-happen? How do we make it happen again? It's by ani yishena v'li b'yer. People to having that midah of anava. Ani yishena, then v'li b'yer. And then we could be awake. We should be zochot to take these ideas of the Rebbe of Melech, the Divrei Yisrael, Yisra Bracha. Mizoch, truly, and obviously Rabbi Freifeld, such a beautiful story, a beautiful taitch on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim. Mizoch, to really mekabel the Torah with great simcha, with great anava. And the more we work on our midos and our specifically the midah anava, the more we'll be zochot to have a beautiful year of Matan Torah Be'ez Hashem. Yeah.
Geshet Tarmio. Geshet Tarmio. Koi lola kula. Geshet Tarmio. Geshet Tarmio. Geshet Tarmio. Alam kula geshet amira geshet
Kabel Kai in die Schleim, das ist schon.